Welcome to the Free For All Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything.
With no exceptions.
Stay away from TikTok. I mean, it has its purpose, I believe. And I know that, and I don't consider myself like a true full-on Republican. Like, they want to ban it. There's a lot of stuff that they talk about I don't agree with, but it has its purpose. Like, it can get you, it can help you grow your business. Especially even e-commerce business, it can help you grow your channel, grow your brand, but don't be watching. It's kind of like what Andrew Tate said, which I know is a controversial person, but he said, have a phone addiction, but have an addiction in the sense that you're going to be making money, not just watching stuff.
If you have intent, and don't get me wrong, if you're being a producer, a little time, it's fine. If you spend 5 hours on your phone, but if I'm editing videos and releasing shit, that's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just solely talking about fucking being consuming all not even just propaganda, but there's ads for shit. You might start buying, spending money, you know.
Yeah, like, spending money you don't have. You go in debt. You could.
It's just very, you got to be cautious.
I mean, there's shops on YouTube Reels, on YouTube. They got the TikTok shop. I mean, how many people are buying, oh, look at this cheese grater. That's cool. Look at this, you know, poster I don't need, or this video game, or this rag, this towel set, silverware set. You know, people are buying that stuff. They don't need it.
That's why I got my phone on, like, Do Not Disturb, because I feel like whenever I get a text, I'm more likely to accidentally fucking click an Instagram or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I guarantee you I've been addicted to my phone before. Guarantee. I just didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, me too, man. I just got to fight it.
Do a digital detox.
I never thought we would live in a world that would be a thing. Imagine the generations below us, the Gen Z and the Gen Alpha, who are brought up with it their whole life.
I saw some dude riding up with some kid riding down the street in a big wheel texting. I'm like, damn, that's kind of sad.
Damn, how old was he? Like 5, 6, 10?
Between 5 and 10, I don't, you know.
And he was texting? Holy crap.
Some of these kids are getting iPads and shit at fucking
5 years old. 2 years old. It's crazy. I told the wife, if we do have a kid, that we're not going to give them iPods. We're not going to give them iPads and smartphones until they're like one. You know, wait a whole year. Then they'll get used to it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm joking. It would be like 13, 15.
Oh, I know. I just thought of another fucking... Porn actually causes social anxiety and depression as well.
Yeah. That's what they say.
And it causes... The shame and social anxiety allegedly makes people have terrible connections because they're not even looking people in the eyes anymore, you know?
No, that's pretty common. Have you noticed that with the younger people?
Yeah, people aren't, they don't like to make eye contact. Like, sometimes you don't want to stare into fucking somebody's soul, but.
You should. If
you're not making eye contact, you're either insecure or you have something to hide, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like shaking someone's hand and like having like a limp ass fucking.
Yeah, I hate that. I can't stand when you. It's a limp hand, and they're like this.
Or they don't look at you, or...
Yeah. And that is not fun. That is not fun. I don't like that. They say that you could... It says a lot about a man when they got a limp handshake. I don't really know how true that is, but I definitely don't like limp handshakes, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's just a fucking one of those unwritten rules. It's kind of like...
You shouldn't have one. Well, your dad should teach you. I mean, I guess if you don't have a dad growing up, but... Someone should teach you, a male role model, how to shake hands.
Yeah, a lot of shit you should know they don't teach you. It's kind of ridiculous. They don't teach you anything about like financial literacy, like being able to manage.
They don't want to.
Exactly.
That's Rockefeller. Yeah. You want a good, obedient workers. That's what they want. Obedient, smart enough to do the paperwork and run the machines and never make it to the top 1%.
Yeah, a lot of those degrees, not saying all of them, if you're a nurse, doctor, lawyer, if you fit the shoe, don't get offended, but a lot of these degrees pretty much just are pretty much useless, just saying, hey, I'm a good listener, I can follow directions, you know.
Which is what they want.
I mean, I got a 2-year degree, and I think it's fucking the same shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember anything from it.
No, me neither. I don't remember anything from my college degree. It has not helped me get a job at all. So you have to have it in something specific. Trade school is, if you're a young person, go to a trade school. Don't go get a college degree in equestrian or arts or some dumb study that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, the trades are dying, so you're going to have less competition.
Yeah.
You're going to always need like plumbers and electricians and shit.
That's going to be in 10 years. That's going to be desperate. they kind of get looked down on, which makes no sense to me. I always respected, I mean, I try to respect everybody in general, but I always had major respect for anyone that did like any type of trades, construction,
oh yeah,
you know, welding, all that stuff. And I don't get why, like, a lot of the universities look down on that. Like, you need those people to run society. They're more important than gender studies.
Well, the two things that always come to my mind, which is why I'm never rude to people, is one, everyone knows something you don't, even if it's not what to do. Everyone knows something you don't know.
Yeah.
And two, you never know what someone's going through, you know?
Exactly. No, you don't.
So you just like, there's no reason to
be a dick.
Yeah, you've literally no idea. But yeah, I don't look down at people in trades. I remember, like, what's the dude that hangs out with Tate? The guy I fucking...
That, his name's Justin.
Yeah, he was, like, always, like, buying, like, lunch and beer and shit for, like, construction workers and shit.
Yeah, because that's what he was. I mean...
That's cool, man.
He is... Is he a tradesman?
He hangs steel.
He used... He, like, he, runs the company now.
Well, those guys built, like, all the roads and shit, man.
Mm-hmm, yeah, which we need that. Yeah, he made steel buildings. That's how he got started. He kind of just... went down that route and just started making money doing that. Got his own business. But I don't think he actually hangs the steel anymore.
No.
He says he'll work with them sometimes. Yeah. That's a hard job, man. He's made a lot of money doing that. He has a bachelor's. Actually, he's talked about I saw one of his clips.
I mean, if I had one now, if it was making me more money, like, in the meantime, it'd be fine. But you gotta be careful. You don't want to get into debt and not find a job from it.
Exactly. I mean, now these debts is like, you know, over 100,000, six-figure debts is the average. And, you know, they're like, well, why can't you get a house? Why can't you get a nice car? Why can't you get a good job? I mean, you get this, you get out of school, you're 120 grand in debt. You get a job that pays 40,000 a year. How are you supposed to get a house and a nice car? How are you going to afford it? While you're also paying student loans.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because you got to really learn who you are to figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily talking like, oh, find your passion and shit. But I think the goal would be to wake up excited.
Yeah.
If you can wake up and want to, like...
go to work.
Then I think you're on the right path. But
you're definitely doing better than most, for sure.
You got 5 days out of your seven. That's your... Oh, Monday. Like, my goal is to not dread Mondays, you know?
Yeah. Do you dread Mondays?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it's because I have to get up so early. You do, too.
Oh, yeah, I've been getting up at 5, and usually, well, when my ankle gets a little better, I've been running, like, 5-6 miles in the morning.
Damn, man, that's impressive.
And then I'll do the weight training at 6 when I get home.
And you just been... Now, you don't go to Titans anymore, do you?
I switched to Heisley Racket Club. I only went one time so far, but...
How do you like it? How is it?
It's not bad. They got a lot of shit there.
Yeah, they do.
The layout was kind of confusing. Like, the first time I went, I was having trouble finding shit, so I had the weirdest workout ever. Started with back, ended up doing some triceps, a little bit of quads. I'm like, I look like I have no fucking idea what I'm doing.
No clue. You just gotta go in there confidence. No.
Yep, just confident. Yeah,
just confident all the way, just confidently fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
They got a pool in there, and they got racket clubs and stuff.
Yeah, they got a pool. I gotta try that out,
too. How expensive is it? It's gotta be more money than Titans.
The only thing that sucks, you gotta pay up front. For the year, and then
how much was the year?
$350 for
that's
the year.
It.
Not bad at all.
That's
man.
Not bad.
I just use a tax return. Yeah, $350 for the year. So every month, it's like $29 a month.
That's about the same price as Titans.
Titans $50 now, I think.
Is it $50 now?
Yeah.
I haven't been up there in a while. I just been working out at home. I mean, I got a decent home gym, you know, and.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit here. That's why I did machines there that I don't have here. That's why I had so much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here all you have is two dumbbells and a bench.
Yeah, well, those go up to 55. And
that's pretty good. There's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, I have, like, a back machine.
Well, you got way more shit than me.
Yeah.
I do a lot of calisthenics sometimes. And, I mean, I run outside regardless, rain, snow, hurricane, fuck it.
Yeah, hurricane. We get a lot of those in Ohio.
It was funny when I ran that 10K. I was running and I hear someone scream, "Nice ass!" I was like, what the fuck?
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was my one buddy I used to work with.
Oh, nice.
It's a dude, which makes it more hilarious.
Was he like in his car?
Yeah. Fucking nice ass. I'm like, what the fuck?
Now, did you work with him at the company you're currently at?
Or no, like the last place. He's a cool dude. I won't say his name, but.
You guys still hang out or just kind of ran into
him? Nah, we kind of fell off, but he's cool.
Yeah, that happens.
It's tough because, like, obviously, like, I'm 30, so, like, you get to that point where we're not going to go to a bar.
Yeah.
We're not just going to fucking... Like, what are we going to do, you know?
That's kind of why I stopped hanging out with some people. I mean, the only thing we really had in common was dogging on my old job.
That's not the kind of shit you want to do.
We have nothing in common anymore. Like, last time I hung out with him, it's like, all you want to do is get drunk. And it's like, I just don't want to do that anymore. I'm too old for that. Last time I got drunk, it was like 2 days to heal. I'm like, I'm done with this. I'm too old for this. When I do have a beer, yeah, I'm a one beer man, you know, maybe two, but not fucking getting wasted.
No, I rarely do it. I did it yesterday because it's pretty much, then for the next couple months, I can't do it again. Honestly, it helps me sleep a little bit. I know the quality of sleep isn't as good because it fucks with your REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just nice to fucking work on something and have an IPA or whatever. Yeah, but I don't feel like hungover or nothing. I didn't get fucking trashed.
Well, you only had one, right?
Yeah, tall boy, fucking Rhine Weiss.
Like two equivalent.
Yeah, they're like 6.7. They're not. If I would have had like four Southern Tears or 8.2, I would have been hungover. But
oh yeah, for
I don't
sure.
drink anymore.
Well, when you came over for that party I had, did you drink that whole thing you bought?
Oh, I was hungover as fuck the next day. Yeah, those are the Southern Tier 8.2%.
That's crazy, isn't that? Then we go to that bar in PA. Wasn't that Southern Tier?
We were going
Tier?
For yeah.
I got drunk at that trip and. I was like, man, and then that last time was my wife's party for her birthday, and I'm like, I'm done with this. I can't be doing this anymore.
Luckily, I have good discipline to have none, because once I have like one or two, I want to just keep going.
Yeah.
I won't get blacked out and puke or nothing, but it's hard to like...
I'm pretty good about it. I do have a friend who's like, all right, man, drink more, but I told him not doing that anymore. He did drop it, but yeah, I don't want to... Just can't do it, man. You know, I don't know how he keeps on doing it, how he doesn't get sick as a dog.
It's not worth it.
No, it's not.
Even if you don't get hungover, like, you can tell, if you're in tune with your body, you can tell, like, oh, I have a dehydration headache, or my stomach feels a little off, or...
Well, if you are, like, a healthier, you know, type of fitness person, and I'm not talking, like, a fitness nut where you can't eat anything that's not healthy, but just, like, a little bit into fitness or enough... You're not going to be drinking like that anyway, so you're going to be hungover.
It ruins a lot of your gains, too.
Oh, yeah. It just ruins, like, every aspect of your body and arguably your life. It can.
It hurts every organ in your body.
It does, yeah. Hurts
and
your brain.
Your body's got to process the poison, which is alcohol, before it even touches, like, fat and carbs. And, and it's empty calories, and it slows your metabolism. I mean, that's why people get fat as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Because they have no motivation to exercise, and it's a ton of calories.
And you're getting a lot of dopamine from the booze, so you're not going to want to work out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you don't want to. You know, you just feel, it makes you feel good for a second, and then it makes you feel depressed as hell.
Yeah, it's a literal depressant.
It's kind of like when we went to PA, and your one friend was, the only places she recommended was bars.
Yeah, I learned that pretty quick.
And it's like, what did she do? She must have just went to the bar all the time. And they were all dives.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm in the wrong spot if I'm ever at a bar.
Yeah.
Even when we used to go in my early 20s, deep down, I always felt like it wasn't really my thing.
Yeah, there's something I did. I kind of felt the same way. You know, you go, it's because everyone else is doing it, but really what we should have been doing is focusing on making money when we were in our 20s.
Yeah, if I could go back, I would.
That's what I would do. I would
change that for sure. You know, wake up on someone's couch, fucking hungover. It's like,
oh, yeah, I've done that more times than I'd like to admit.
Yeah. Wasting all that money. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, we could have saved that, invested it, probably had some rentals, stuff like that by now. Here at the Free For All podcast, we understand it's the political season right now. A lot of people are torn whether to vote for Democrat or Republican. Here, we believe that you should vote for Free For All Podcast because between the two of us, we have four balls.
And I can count to 20 if I take my shoes and socks off.
I didn't even know my VP could count that high.
I can't. Wait a minute. Who's in... Someone came on our office right now.
We have to beat the shit out of them.
Oh, no. Come here. Oh, my leg.
Vote for Free For All Podcast.
Before we die.
Bye. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You know, just gotta move on. You know, stay hard and eat ass. That's
all
you can
do.
That's for the rats. You gotta do it for the rats.
Well, alcohol is so ingrained in our society, and it's
It's like it's a norm. It's not unnormal or taboo to not have a drink and more normal to have a drink.
That's what I really liked about 75 Hard was like it's even if I didn't want to drink, now I have a legit thing I can just tell people.
No, no, I can't. Look at you weird. They ever go, why are you doing that? That's dumb. You ever get that?
You know, it's funny because like that's how I knew you were legit because like you were like everyone else I asked about like, oh, 75 Hard, you want to like everyone thought I was a fucking nutbag.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked you about it and like a couple of days later, yeah, I'm down. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that because you kind of got me back into my swing of things.
Swing of working out and stuff.
Yeah, now I'm fucking excited to work out now. I finally got back. But yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, why would you do that? What, are you bored?
Yeah, it's like, I don't. Like why it, gotta be so, they're upset. They're jealous. They're jealous because they can do it. They're capable of doing it, but they chose not to.
Exactly. And now, like, I wouldn't change it for the world. I don't want to go. I'm not saying I was doing crazy, stupid shit, but like.
Yeah.
I feel now, if I could take a pill and feel how I feel now, like before I started that, mm-hmm. it would be the media would have just.
A lot of people do that.
Oh, yeah. If you can, like, it's hard to explain, you know, like, this is how you're supposed to feel.
That's why people take drugs. I mean, and I'm talking like even performance enhancement drugs just to feel better. And they'll never get professional. I mean, a lot of them won't. Most people won't. Even with steroids, most people won't become professional in any type of athletic field.
I think, too, like, for me, I just want to be someone I can be proud of.
Yeah.
It's like you have to do that something every day because you lose it quick.
Yeah, you do.
Like, discipline is a perishable skill like anything else. So it's like, got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to be on top of it. That's what sucked about, like, the last 2 weeks. I really haven't been able to exercise because every time I started, I just had, like, a coughing fit. Or this flu, man, there's something going around. This is the worst thing I've ever experienced. God, I think arguably probably the second worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. Getting my appendix out was the worst. But this was worse than COVID. I would have rather had COVID again than this flu.
Yeah, getting sick sucks.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst. So I got to restart 75 Hard again. I got hit bad twice. And I got hit around Christmas time, and I got hit this 2 weeks ago.
At least you got integrity, too.
Yeah, it's hard.
If you do it right, though, if you don't do it right, it won't help you out.
No, you got to go through the whole process. So I think it helped, though. I think it helped me get better because of all the water and eating healthier and just being able to breathe better and stuff. I think it helped get through it.
The water makes a massive difference.
Oh, yeah. It's good for you.
It makes your skin glow and shit. And that's not weird, but like you can tell like fucking.
You can tell someone that takes care of themselves more than someone that doesn't. You know,
or people just respect you more because they can tell you respect yourself more, too. Like.
Because you're putting the effort in.
Well, you know what's funny is, like, it's the complete opposite of being selfish. If you do personal development, it's the best thing you can do for your friends. Because if you're, let's say you're 10 times wiser, 10 times strong, you're going to be a better asset.
Yeah.
Your friends are going to see that.
And they'll want to improve.
You're the combination of the five people you hang out with. So it's like,
yeah.
It makes everyone better, man. It's like, you can't pour from an empty glass. So if you're getting in good shape.
That's kind of why I stopped hanging out with those old friends as well, because. Well, one, they were always negative. And two, it's like they had no ambition to ever improve themselves, you know, like in any aspect. That's not good.
You don't want to be around that.
No.
And like, you don't have to hate them, but you just have to be cautious.
Oh, I don't hate them.
Just you don't want to be around them, though. You can't afford to.
No.
It's not worth it. Negativity's.
They bring you down. That Alex, how do you say his last name?
Hormozy?
Hormozy talks about that, how he. He's lost a ton of friends when he became rich.
But you're not really losing.
Or he, like, they stopped hanging out with him.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he said it that way either, but, like, they just, he's stopped being friends with a bunch of people because of his lifestyle.
Well, some people, like, because he's worth millions and, like, him just talking about what he's, this is an average day, they're getting jealous. And he's not bragging, he's just saying what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Like if we were rich, I'm like, hey, I'm thinking about buying this McLaren or whatever, and then you want to go on a boat later or something. Yeah. The average person's going to think you're a fucking dickhead.
Mm.
But you're literally like, that's just what you're going to do. You can't even.
Does he actually own any nice cars? Is he ever,
I don't think he's a car guy. That was just a random example.
Yeah. Well, there's people, I mean, that's like exactly what Andrew Tate said, too. He's like, want to show off, but they asked me, and I was just honest, like, is that your Ferrari? Yeah, I think it was Lambo. Is that your Lambo? Yes. Is that your, you know, did you own a private jet? Yes. How much is that watch? It's expensive. He didn't tell him the price, but it's like, you can tell it's expensive. You know, I mean, it's just specifically any rich person. It's like, my average day is something that you can't even fathom.
And why would you want to hang out with somebody that's like negative and...
Yeah. Even if you're not rich, why would you want to hang out? You want positive people that want to try to improve their lives.
I think the worst part, that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's called no man's land. This guy was talking about it. If you want to like grow, you're right in between. So like you don't hang out with people anymore that are getting fucked up and negative and shit. But you're not quite good enough to hang out with the people that are already successful.
Yeah.
So you're kind of stuck in this no man's land where like you're building up to that.
Yeah, you gotta get to that peak.
But you're like that solo clap in the auditorium, you were saying, where you're just like, there's like no one there. You're like,
I've been kind of feeling like, I didn't know that was a thing, but I've been kind of feeling like that. I've been, because you know, the question is not that I can't afford it, it's how can I afford it? And I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, I've been reading more about money, I've been reading more about how to invest and stuff, because I mean, shit, these other people can do it. Like, I don't think that Alex Ramsey guy is necessarily smarter than us. He's just figured out a way to do it better.
You know? It's not necessarily just intelligence. It's fucking...
And grit, hard work.
Resilience.
Yeah, resilience.
Or you just... Sometimes you have the grit and everything. You just don't know what to use. Like, I have a ton of discipline. I just don't know what the fuck, like...
What I'm supposed to do. Yeah.
And obviously, we're working on this, but, like, I'm trying to get some kind of stepping stone cash to invest more into this.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get a bigger... You know what I mean? Just, like... You always got to be thinking like that, though.
You always got to be improving.
But yeah, it's no man's land. It's a real thing.
I don't know what to do, and I'm feeling blue.
Jan's here.
The Free For All podcast is through till next week. Free For All podcast out.
Or in.